Question of the Week from the Naked Scientists.
Hello and welcome to Question of the Week. I'm James Titko. This week's question comes in from listener Elizabeth. I heard that people in the UK can't smell when it rains, but us Americans can. If I went to the United Kingdom, would I be able to smell the rain there? Would someone from the UK be able to smell rain here? What's going on? Thanks, Elizabeth. That natural, earthy perfume you've been picking up on is called petrichor. And I'm delighted to say that I'm joined by Anne Youngblood, Principal Researcher in the Science Department at the Natural History Museum, who's going to help explain what's going on.
Petri comes from petra, which is ancient Greek for rock and stone, and cor, and means the liquids flowing through the veins of ancient gods and immortals.
Very poetic.
Yeah, and so petrichor is a mixture of plant oils that are around seeds that stops them from germinating when plants are dry. And it also contains a compound called geosmin that's produced by two groups of bacteria called cyanobacter and actinomyces. So when it's dry, these compounds are accumulating on the surface of soil. And then when it starts raining, the rain will form bubbles in the pores of the soils, and then these bubbles will burst, and then that releases little aerosols, which then come in the air and then can be detected by humans.
So that explains what the smell is. And I think there are some clues in your description as to the answer to Elizabeth's question, which is, why is it that perhaps in the UK we are able to smell this less frequently, maybe, than they can in America? Is there any truth in that?
Yes, so it's produced everywhere on the whole world. This compound is produced, but it will be more likely smelt somewhere where it's more dry, because it's produced and accumulating when the soils are dry and then released, and then we can smell it. Whereas in the UK, it's also present, but there, I guess, the seasons, the winter, the autumn, spring, nearly any time, there can be quite a bit of rain. And so it's not accumulating and maybe released that much. People from the UK will know that probably they would have smelled it most during the summer when it's been quite dry. And then suddenly there's this sort of enormous like downpour, and then all the smell appears. So it's related to the conditions like dryness. And when it's rainy the whole time, the smell would be less around.
I see what you're saying. There's another theory from Alan who says, starts in a similar vein to what you're saying. Since it's raining more often here in the UK, as we all know, the petrichor smell is more often in the air, and so we acclimatized to it like any other smell.
Yeah, I don't think I'm not aware that human would acclimatize to the smell. I think it's more that it's less in the air because it's more rainy and the soil is more wet.
So Elizabeth, there you have it. The smell of petrichor can be found everywhere. It just doesn't have very long to accumulate here in the UK because it's always raining. Not that we go on about it or anything. Thanks to Anne Youngblood from the Natural History Museum for the answer. And from one Anne to another, here's the question from listener Anne that we'll be tackling next week. If the universe is continually expanding, what is it expanding into? And you can have your say over on that one at nakedscientists.com/forum. And be sure to drop us a line if you have a question of your own. It's chris@thenakedscientists.com. Until then, from me, James Titko, thanks for listening and goodbye.
Question of the Week is part of the Naked Scientists podcast. Look us up online at nakedscientists.com.